Thank you for joining me as I provide some highlights on this coming budget year. Each year, the budget message provides an opportunity for the city manager to present priorities for the upcoming fiscal year and outline the proposed budget in an easy, digestible format. I'm proud to work in a city that has engaged citizens, and I feel as a local municipality, it is our responsibility to make it easier for residents to have an understanding and to participate in a process like the budget. So a little bit about our budget process. Each year, the city manager is responsible for presenting a proposed budget to the city council at the end of July. The public then has multiple opportunities to comment on the proposed budget before the city council adopts a final budget by the end of September. This budget that I will outline today will change with comments both from the public and from the city council, but we've identified major priorities and projects that we look forward to for this year. While the city has many guiding documents, the budget allows us to allocate tangible resources to provide the best services possible. By combining our budget with these documents, we can ensure that we are holding ourselves accountable while making progress toward our most important goals. This is why we've tied this year's budget to both the city's strategic plan and the climate action adaptation plan. So for fiscal year 2023, departments have identified projects with climate impacts. This will allow residents to read about projects helping us meet our climate goals and will support departments considering climate effects in their service lines. Staff has also worked to identify areas in the budget with the corresponding strategic plan priority areas. Those areas include organizational excellence, safe neighborhoods, reliable infrastructure, inclusive communities, and resilient economy. Our strategic plan outlines what we as a city hope to achieve, and now will be easier than ever for residents to see how we fund projects that help us meet those goals. Along with aligning our budget with these plans, I've also prioritized several areas, including the city employees, social services, public safety, and transportation. Of course, our own employees are our most valuable resource. We can do nothing without them. As our city continues to expand, our workforce will need to do the same. But this city has vacancies in almost every department. In order for us to maintain an experienced workforce and recruit new service-oriented employees, the city needs to take immediate action. So in May, the City Council approved a 3% raise across the board for city employees. I will be proposing another 4% increase for permanent employees and an opportunity for 1% performance pay in this budget. We also look forward to receiving a completed comprehensive classification and compensation study that will help us adjust wages and ensure that we are offering proper benefits. We expect for this study to be completed before fiscal year 2024. Combined with our work to create an engaging, healthy work environment, it is my hope that we can make the City of Columbia the employer of choice in our community. In fiscal year 2023, there will be approximately 38 new or modified positions in several departments. Looking at this year's numbers, I am confident we are in a good position to invest in both our employees and our citizens. This proposed fiscal year, the budget shows an expected revenue of $472 million, a total estimated expenditures of approximately $506 million. This budget includes more than $48 million in capital projects, approximately $458 for operational expenditures. So in the general fund revenues, we're projecting just above $113 million. So at first glance, it may appear that our expenditures are exceeding our forecasted revenues, but this isn't the case. Annually, the city sets aside funds for capital projects. Over the average, city's capital projects takes more than a year to complete. So funds appropriated for a project are not always spent within the fiscal year they are originally budgeted. This is the reason that in most fiscal years, our overall expenditures appear to exceed our forecasted revenues. Over the past fiscal year, we've seen sales tax revenues rise faster than normal, the normal 1.5% to 2%. In 2020 and 2021, most of that abnormal increase was attributed to an injection of funds into the economy by the federal government. But around the end of fiscal year 2021, we began to see a different trend. Inflation. In fiscal year 2022, we are projected to bring in 7.5% more in sales tax revenue than in fiscal year 2021. This seems like an enormous year-to-year increase, and it is, but during that same time period, we begin to see an overall average expense increase of around 10%. So in fiscal year 2023, we expect to return to the normal 2% annual revenue increases, but expenses will still remain higher at around 4% due to inflation. With these impacts, the city's revenue will allow, the city revenues will allow us to still move forward to meeting our top priorities, including improving the health and well-being of our community. As we continue to see impacts of COVID-19, financially and otherwise, it will be especially important for us to build on our long-standing investment in social services. This includes funding for social service contracts with our community-based partners like Room at the End, Turning Point, the Food Bank, Salvation Army, and Voluntary Action Center. This year, we have proposed an increase in funding for social service contracts to address issues of food insecurity and homelessness, which has been exacerbated by the economic fallout of COVID-19. The increase in funding will be used for supplemental food distribution and an overnight warming center. We are planning to invest more in social services the city provides, including increases of funding for utility assistance and an increase in social services staffing with the goal of making city services more accessible. In this fiscal year, we will see an influx in grant funding for the Health and Human Services Department. The Columbia Boone County Health and Human Services Department has a number of grants that will roll into the next fiscal year, including more than $300,000 for adult immunization and $460,000 for local public health disparity initiatives. The Health and Human Services Department will also utilize grant funding that will be focused on reducing health disparities in communities that were disproportionately impacted by COVID-19. This money will allow the department to hire and train 6 community health workers and 2 supervisors who will do outreach and provide services in neighborhoods. Staff of the Health and Human Services Department are also busy coordinating an engagement process identifying how our residents would like to see the city utilize the American Rescue Plan Act funding. The City Council has already identified priority areas for the first half of the $25 million, that being homelessness, behavioral crisis and care for mental health services, workforce development, and ending of community violence. Last month, the Health and Human Services Department completed a survey asking the public to identify how it would like to see funds spent. The next step in the process will be to include a series of focus groups with those impacted by the pandemic and local experts. Funding from the American Rescue Plan Act is not included in this proposed budget because it will be appropriated at a later date by the City Council. When I think of the health of our community, I also think about public safety, an area that residents have repeatedly told us is a top priority for them. This year, our public safety departments are looking to keep up with the growth and increased demand. For example, we have budgeted for a new fire station on the southwest side of town. Construction of the new station will begin in 2023 and will be staffed by 12 new firefighters. This new station will make residents in that area feel comfortable knowing that the response time will remain low even as their neighborhood continues to grow and develop. This budget also includes additional staffing with the Columbia Police Department, including 3 airport safety officers, a new police sergeant, a crime scene investigator. The department has also budgeted $1.5 million for a new records management system. This will allow the department to easily pull data for crime mapping and to review statistics. This system will play an integral role in the department's work to use data to foster communications and make data-driven decisions. Other city departments and service lines are also expanding and growing. One priority of mine is to budget to look for our bus system as a community resource. We have budgeted $200,000 within our Public Works Department for a transportation study to look at how GoComo bus system can better serve the community. Many of our residents rely on this service to go to the grocery store, go to work, or to the doctor's office, but I feel that we can do better. It is my hope that this study will allow us to expand our transit system into different areas of town, making it more accessible and more utilized. As we begin this study, we've also budgeted to provide free fare for GoComo for the next fiscal year. Public Works is also focusing on maintaining and preserving streets and sidewalks. This department will continue to fund the annual traffic calming projects prioritized by the Neighborhood Traffic Management Program and ADA curb ramp repairs using funding generated by the 2015 capital improvement sales tax. This department will also begin the last major project from 2015 voter-approved tax to widen Forum Boulevard from Chapel Hill Road to Woodrow Avenue to facilitate all modes of travel. Other city service lines have budgeted for infrastructure projects, both small and large. The City of Columbia Utilities has many projects outlined in this upcoming year, but there are several that will have larger impacts on our customers. Water and Light is proposing a revenue increase to the fiscal year 2003 Water Fund budget for providing funding for essential maintenance and to fund debt payment for capital improvement projects included in the 2018 water ballot issuance. While rates impacts will vary depending on customer type and usage, assuming an average customer use, customer will see around an increase around $3.19 per month. The sewer utility will fund rehabilitation for existing sewer system. These projects will focus on larger sewer lines in the Bear Creek watershed, as well as funding for upgrading failing private sewer systems to improve the health and wellness of our community and the environment. In addition to funds having been budgeted to hire, funded to hire a consultant to look at converting to an advanced meter infrastructure, or AMI meters. AMI technology will allow automatic transmission of utility data, which will improve operational efficiencies. In a few short months, our largest infrastructure project will be completed. The new $30 million terminal at the Columbia Regional Airport will open later this year. This terminal will include 3 boarding bridges and a restaurant. It will be more than 3 times the size of our current 16,000 square foot facility. We're looking forward to the opportunities to expand services at CLU, making it easier to welcome more passengers to Columbia and for residents to connect with the rest of the world. One of the things that makes Columbia such a great place for people to visit and for residents to live is our expansive park system. This year, Parks and Recreation will focus on maintaining the park system our community enjoys. With more than 60 miles of gravel, concrete, and natural surface trails, multiple facilities, and 70 parks, this is not an easy task. However, I want to thank voters who in November showed their continued support for our park system by approving the extension of the 1/8 park sales tax. Funding for this tax will be critical for the maintenance and will still allow for the department to expand facilities like the sports field house. The Parks and Recreation Department also plays a key role in supporting at-risk youth through programming and our summer camp. In fiscal year 2023, we are proposing to increase the pay for CD's Career Awareness-Related Experience Program, the CARE program. This program prepares youth to enter the workforce and to become self-sufficient individuals, which makes a better community for all of us. As we look into the future, the City of Columbia will look at new sources of funding. The city will begin receiving revenue from the use tax passed by voters in April. Due to the city not receiving a full use tax portion until January of 2023, we're estimating that this year's fiscal year will be around $4.2 million. But the city is committed to funding positions and service using the revenues from the use tax, such as additional police, firefighters, road repair, and sidewalk maintenance, all of which are included in this budget. Even with the additional revenue resources, as we move forward, we need to begin to take a serious look at our general fund. The general fund has not kept up with our growth, and it will be necessary for us to begin looking at ways to increase revenue in order to expand services. In closing, I would like to thank all our city staff, especially the members of our staff who work diligently to put together a budget for around 20 departments and 100 service lines. The city budget is what keeps us moving forward. And as a staff, we work hard to plan, evolve, and maintain a budget that lets us ensure Columbia is a great community for everyone, whether you're here to live, work, learn, or play. I'm now open for questions. I also have department directors here, so we're open. Thank you.
Yes, with the proposed raises, it's, well, if I'm understanding them correctly, they don't, still don't keep up with the inflation rate. So would not the employees still be behind if the raises aren't implemented?
Well, so if you look at what we're at, you know, so in October of last year, we did a 3% increase. Then in May, we did a 3% increase, and now we're proposing another 4% increase. So we are making every attempt to keep up with inflation. I think the inflation number that we looked at when we were putting together this budget was, it was 7.5%, and so we propose a 7% increase. So I think we're pretty close. Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Charlie Drape with the Missourian. So last year's budget, there were 38 new full-time positions that were open. Do you know how many of those positions were filled this year?
We'll have to research that. We don't know exactly how many were actually filled.
Mr. Seawood, Brian Houseworth, 93.9 The Eagle, thank you for your time today. I want to ask you about the fire station.
Yes, sir.
Question on that, and then I have a question about the homeless shelter, too. Where that fire station is, I want to make sure I heard you right, it would be 12 new firefighters and the station, and if you could kind of tell us where that is again. And then on the...
I'll let the chief come up and tell you exactly where the fire station will be.
Sure.
But yes, it will be 12 additional firefighters.
Gotcha. And he can come up. We can get a briefing. I do want to ask you, too, about the homeless shelter. You mentioned that, you know, they're looking at you know, helping the homeless, et cetera. Does the budget allocate anything for what's happening down at the Wabash, or is that not included in the budget this year?
So what we're proposing is actually contracting with a provider to use a location other than the Wabash. And so we're working with Ratty and we're working with Turning Point for that service. Chief, can you talk about where the new fire station will be located?
The fire station that's going to be located in the southwest is all the way at the bottom of Scott Boulevard where it meets K, right in that general area. We already have the land procured. So it hopefully has been out to the bid process, or it has been out to the bid process, and we're finalizing the financing of it and everything now. As far as the firefighters, we are adding 12 firefighters for that. Nine of those will be permanently assigned to the station. There's one per shift that is what we call a floater, basically, helps with the increased staffing. You have to add additional floaters for vacancies, or not vacancies, but vacations and sick leave and that kind of thing. So 12 additional firefighters, nine of which will be permanently assigned to the station, and three of which will be floaters. You're welcome.
Any other questions? If not, thank you all.